Since 2001, asthma in the U.S. has increased nearly 3% annually, and the respiratory disease can be worse depending on where a person lives. Dr. William Bussey is overseeing a research project called the Inner City Asthma Consortium.
Although it's found commonly in all populations, those people living in poverty or in inner cities seem to be at greatest risk for having the disease, and if they have the disease, it tends to be more severe. They are at greatest risk for having greater morbidity and even mortality.
Bussey says the research could be used to help all those who suffer from asthma, whether they live in the inner city or not. The $70 million federal grant is the third and largest renewal for the Asthma Consortium. Bussey says there will be 10 clinical sites across the country, the nearest being Chicago.
Our focus is on those individuals who have the most severe disease. These are individuals that don't respond to conventional forms of therapy and really need some specialized approaches to the control of their disease.
The study will also look at ways to prevent the disease from progressing. Most people are diagnosed with asthma around age 6 or 7 and have it for life. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.